Hallelujah. Yes, he always told us that he is with us. Everyone say, Jesus is with me. And no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're going through, he's always with us. Even when we're sinners, he's still with us. We live and have our being in him. And so many times when things happen in our life, we begin to search all the things. We begin to find out, we search out, what have I done wrong? And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's not always what you've done wrong. It's what we'd have allowed the enemy to do. When people get oppressed, the Bible tells us Jesus was anointing to combat the oppressor. Those who were oppressed by the devil, oppressed, being controlled, manipulated. A sense of heaviness, a sense of rejection, a sense of unworthiness. All those things are from the devil, not from God. And there's an underworld connection that people are ignorant about. They constantly allow their feelings to dictate what's going on. Guilt is a feeling. Shame is a feeling. All of these things that oppress us, it's because of the underworld connection. It's a on-earth and off-earth connection. There's a three-dimensional connection to the underworld. Amen? Does everybody understand? And in this, we've got to recognize that it's the underworld connection that is attacking and destroying humanity. There are many in the world that are the shells of humanity, like clones, that demons have taken possession of. And you're not one of them. Does everybody understand that? Or you wouldn't be here. Because they can't handle this. They hate it. The amount of worship that we do in this room would cause every demon to flee unless you're still holding on to them. That's what we call demon management. Now, we all go through demon management. Some demons we're managing until they're removed. Amen? So in that, so we manage certain demonic force, just like when you get sick. You manage sickness until you're healed. Amen? So we manage our finances until we get out of debt. So we live a life of management, but in that, there's that place where we don't want to cross over to the underworld connections that are totally come to steal, kill, and destroy. They come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And this is where you and I have to be awakened, discerning, and more sensitive. That's why the word tells us that the devil seeks out who he can devour. So you and I need to be what? Awake, alert, being consistent. Because consistency is the place where victory is established. Without consistency, you can't be victorious. And you've got to learn the things and the foundations of God and how to be consistent and be a first striker against the powers of darkness instead of waiting to get struck. So many times people wait for something to happen before it happens. and then when it happens, they begin to fight. And then it's too late because now they're already in it and now they're fighting to get out of it. But we need to do preventative maintenance. We need to be prepared all the time. We must be ahead of the powers of darkness because there is an underworld connection that is assigned to each and every believer. Every believer. When you get born again, they're after you. Before that, they just used you. Does everybody understand? So if they're just using you, after you become born again, now they want to kill you. Because when you begin to recognize them, you expose them. And when you begin to expose them, they're coming after you. But listen, so many times people will say, well, then I don't want to know. Well, they're coming after you anyways, whether you know it or not. That's why you must learn to fight. You can't run. You must fight. And a battle belongs to the Lord. So what you're doing is you're getting in position so that God can battle for you. And as we're battling, he's battling. Amen? Does everybody understand? So in this, there's an underworld connection. The deep state is an underworld connection. The Democratic Party is an underworld connection. There are political parties that are underworld connections. There are organizations that are underworld connections that are billionaires and trillionaires and a quintillionaires that are underworld connections. They rule by money, power, and force. Because money is what controls the earth. Money. That's why the love of money is the root of what? All evil. So in this, there's that underworld connection. They come, their greatest weapon is deception, and their power is fear. So when they begin to get exposed, they come at you with fear. Does everybody get it? And that's what we're seeing globally all over the world. They're being exposed, so they come after. See, because once they become exposed, they begin to move. They begin to move under deception so that they're not exposed. So they do another plan until it's exposed. Then they go back into another deception. They go back into another deception. And that they just keep cycling. They keep taking money, stealing money, bribing money, holding people in slavery for money. Look at how many people have sold their souls out in the music industry, the movie industry, even in the political industry. Even the corporations. Look at all the pharmaceutical companies. They don't care whether you live or die, as long as you pay them. They'd rather keep you sick so they can be you can be a monthly income to them. I mean, this is how it works. This is all the underworld connection. And we've got to begin to recognize these things. It doesn't mean everybody's evil, but it means a lot of people are ignorant. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. So you and I must be in a place of discipline, alertness, and maintaining a place of awakeness. Remember we talked about maintaining a level of exchanging. Because we pick up things, and if we don't get rid of them, they begin to grab hold of us. Amen? In other words, it's something that you don't know. You know, when you get bit by a mosquito, you don't know it just landed on you. In fact, you don't even know it bit you sometimes until later. Then it begins to itch. Then you go crazy, right? Or sometimes you hear it buzzing around your head and you're trying to chase it. Believe me, I destroyed my whole house almost one time chasing a mosquito. So that's what Donald Trump and his administration right now is exposing. He's exposing the underworld connection. And many people still don't recognize it. They still don't get it. Or they're lying about it. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not what? Lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel, a message of truth, is veiled or blinded, it is veiled to those who are what? Why? Because they don't know the truth. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now again, the God of this time, of this world, who rules this world, is not a true God. He's of the underworld connection. He believes he's a God. Blinds the minds. He is the God of this age. He's trying to prevent the gospel of truth, which sets people free, from penetrating the hearts and the minds of individuals. Those that cannot grasp it, they are perishing for lack of truth. We are constantly bombarded with lies of deception. The God of this age is the God of corruption, is the same God of hell. He is the same God of hell. Does everybody get it? In John chapter 8. Demons, devils, Nephilim, Rephilim, fallen angels, satanic worshipers, they're all a part of the underworld connection. And they have music which keeps them connected. John chapter 8, verse 37. Again, the pharmaceutical companies, the banks, they all portray like they want to help you, but they want to keep you in bondage. But you've got to begin to learn how to manage them, not them manage you. How many of you know how many people know people who've gotten in debt because of charge cards? Boy, many people have gotten in debt. Why? Because they didn't know how to manage them. Now, there's nothing wrong with a charge card, but it does bring you in debt. Debt is an underworld connection against humanity. Why? It keeps you in slavery. That's what it's been going on since the beginning of time. The powers of darkness are always trying to bring us into slavery, no matter what it is. Debt, mortgages. Now, I understand. It's great to have a home. But it's great to pay it off. You know, again, we take out loans, and so, but many people have taken out loans to pay off another loan, and then they take out a loan to pay off that loan, and they take out another loan to pay off that. So they're constantly just recycling themselves in debt. Hallelujah. And John chapter 8, verse 37, please. Jesus said to them, I know you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. That is so phenomenal. My word has no place in you. In other words, you're not submitting to my word, my promises of covenant. You're not grabbing hold. You don't believe what I tell you. Verse 38, I speak what I've seen with my father. You do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. What did he say from the beginning? My word is not in you. You have no place for my words. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father, you want to do. See, they didn't even know that they were being influenced and manipulated. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Now, here it is. These were the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Sanhedrin Club. And God said, your father's the devil. Why? Because they were part of the underworld connection and didn't even know it. When he speaks a lie, when the devil speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and a father of it. Why? His weapon is deception. But because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Why? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Wow. I mean, here was God alive right in front of them. And they couldn't receive what he was saying. Because the powers of darkness, the underworld connection, the demons, that spirit of pride was preventing them from receiving the word of God personally. So they believed that they had it all together because they can memorize the Torah. And that's when Jesus said, the letter kills. Somebody get it? But the spirit what? Brings life. So he was saying, you're relying on your own knowledge. You're living out of your mind and not out of the spirit. And my children are spirit. They live out of the spirit. They know my voice out of the spirit. They know my unction. They know my move. They know who I am because it's spirit-to-spirit relationship, not mind-to-mind. It's different. Everybody okay? Jesus said, you are of the God of hell, the father of many. Isaiah 14 and verse 9. It says, hell from beneath, is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It is raised up from their thrones, all kings of nations. Why? Because it's an underworld connection. They all shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Even you become like us. Your pomp, your pride, your arrogance is brought down to Sheol, or this is another hell. And the sound of your string instruments, the maggot is spread under you. The worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. So he was speaking about Lucifer the whole time, wasn't he? Son of the morning, how you have cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. I would call that quite arrogant. Here's Jesus' response. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, the lowest depths of the pit, which we also call the abyss. That's why it's called the bottomless pit. There is no bottom. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble? Who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. All the kings and the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like a garment, those who are slain. Thrust through with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trotting underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land, slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children. That's his offspring. God is saying prepare slaughter for the offspring of Satan. Think about that. Many of us were children of Satan until we were born again. We're the offspring of Satan's kingdom. We were born in darkness. That's why we needed to be born again of light. Prepare to slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the earth with cities. Well, they did it. Because the body of Christ did not rise up and fight like they should have. And now they're still trying to replenish the earth, aren't they? They still produce their offsprings. They take women. They rape women. They have children. They sacrifice their children. And they raise those children to be servants of Satan. They break their souls so that they become emptied. Then they fill them with demons so they become temples of Satan's kingdom. This has been going on for centuries, from the beginning of time. They walk the earth. Did you ever wonder why somebody has no moral? Where's the conviction? Their conscience has been seared. They are pure evil. They have a form of godliness. They roam the earth. They can't rest until they do evil. They must do evil. Because they're not of God. And they're really not of this dimension. Only their physical body is, but their spirit is not. They're from another dimension. Why? Because the underworld connection is associated with multiple dimensions. Hallelujah. Lucifer, the god of hell, will be tormented by hell because what you sow is what you reap. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, or a third of the angels, and threw them to the earth. And a dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then a woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, that is phenomenal. So we see that a third of the angels serve Satan's kingdom. That's a lot of angels. Because these fallen angels are part of the underworld connection. And God placed the body in protection. But the body had to learn to fight. He had to learn to what? Fight. See, because if you can't fight, you won't overcome. If you can't sow in the spirit, you can't overcome. And this is where so many places have fallen short, because discipleship, please bear with me, discipleship isn't Bible study. It's training. It's training to fight. That's what discipleship is. It's exposing the underworld connection. That's what discipleship is. And it's teaching how to overcome, expose, remove, and destroy the underworld connection of Satan's kingdom. And it must start with us first. Because if we can't do it here, we can't do it there. Amen. God has given us all the tools and weapons. People want to go out and serve the Lord and do all kinds of stuff. They got all kinds of plans, but yet they ain't free themselves. They can't even take dominion over their own flesh. They can't take dominion over their own thoughts. They can't take dominion over their own emotions, their own feelings. I'm not saying you don't get them, but it's what you do with them. It's what you do with them is the most important thing. That's why God raised this house up in multiple houses like ours. What? To disciple. True discipleship is spiritual warfare. Training to spiritual warfare. That is true discipleship. It's not a foo-foo thing. It's not how much of you know the word, because there's a lot of people that don't know the word and still get their butt kicked. Oh, they can quote it, but they can't overcome it. They can't overcome the enemy. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people. Are false prophets a part of the underworld connection? Yes. Even as there will be false teachers. Are they associated with the underworld connection? Yes. Among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Is Obama a part of the underworld connection? Yes. Are the Clintons a part of the underworld connection? Yes. Are the Bushes? Yes. And these aren't Bushes on your front lawn. Biden's? Yes. Many of these political seats and positions, billionaire, trillionaires, bankers, CEOs, they're a part of the underworld connection. Why? Because their focus is power, money. They don't care who they hurt, who they kill, who they deceive. They don't care. As long as they get paid to do it. Verse 2. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. But it's coming on them day by day now. They're being exposed constantly. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to where? Hell, and deliver them in the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example of those afterward who would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil dignitaries. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring reviling accusation against them before the Lord.
Wow.
Chains of darkness in hell. You know, people hear about this stuff. Many people even hear this teaching. But they'll have a hard time believing it. Remember, the powers of darkness come to what? Steal. They come to steal the seed. What's the seed? The word. They'll be attacking you to try and steal it, compromise it, even all night long. But then in the next few days, they'll try to remove it from your memory. But you can't let them. Matthew 23, verse 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much as a son of hell as yourselves. Wow. They got rebuked, didn't they? I mean, Jesus saw the, he knew their hearts. He knows their intents. They were discipling people, but they were discipling people under the wrong content. They were discipling people out of fear, obeying law, never imposing relationship. You know what? Many of them believe you could have a relationship with God. Even though they did the sacrifices of the blood and the animals, which atoned for their sins, which allowed them to communicate with God. Now they could never get as close as you and I can get now because of Jesus. But God visited many people, didn't he? He visited Abraham multiple times. He visited Noah. He visited many, many people. He showed up in the physical form to many people too. And he's still doing it. He's a God of love. But see, the underworld connection twisted everything that God was trying to do for humanity. He turned it into a righteous ritual instead of a freedom. We don't do things ritualistically. We do things out of a routine. It's not a ritual. It's a routine. It's different. God's given us a foundation to maintain that foundation with routines. That's why you get up in the morning and pray. It's a part of the routine. Jesus told us, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So you do it every morning. It's a part of our routine. It says that he'll establish our steps and thoughts. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Why? He'll establish your steps and thoughts. That's a part of our routine. What is the routine connected with? The eternal word. So it causes you to live from the future instead of the past. But many people don't believe it. They just go about their business, say they're our Father, and they're gone. And hope God heard. Luke 16, verse 19. There was a certain man, a rich man, who was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. What? That too. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by who? The angels. See, either the angels come and get you or the demons do. To Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, which is also hell, he lifted up his eyes and he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you, nor can those from here pass to you. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to them, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But one went to them from the dead, didn't he? His name was Jesus. But he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one raised from the dead. Wow. Lazarus, see, there's a gulf. It's all connected to your underworld connection. Hell's gulf is unreachable. Only God can go there. Amen. Jesus took man's sin. That's what allowed him into hell to rescue the souls. Matthew 25, verse 37, please. It says, then the righteous will answer Jesus and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these, least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left, on what? Don't be a leftist. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So hell was prepared for who? The devil and his angels, not for us. But when people act like the devils and the fallen angels, they go to hell. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. They also will answer him saying, Lord, then when did we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger and naked and sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them and saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Wow. Luke 8, verse 26. Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. When he stepped out on the land from his boat, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. And he broke the bonds was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion, because many demons have entered me." And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the what? Abyss. The abyss, which is it's the bottomless pit. There's no bottom to it. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. Man, they killed themselves. Think about this. But the demons didn't die, did they? But they were reminded where they came from. Where did they come from? The Nephilim that drowned. Why? Because they were the spirits of those who died when God flooded the earth. When those who heard, who fed them, saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and then in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. Hello? In his what? Right mind. And they were afraid. And they also had seen it told them by the what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Think about this. That man was so demonized, hellbound. But Jesus delivered him. Jesus asked him questions, and the man answered them. It's that simple. It's called, what brings deliverance? Cooperation. What brings deliverance? Cooperation. Oh, powerful. Powerful. Proverbs 27 and verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full. So the eyes of a man are never what? Satisfied. Hell is never full. Go to Revelation 9. Starting at verse 1. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, which is known also as the abyss. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke locusts came up upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Ooh. So that means that during this period of time, there'll be those who have the seal of God on their foreheads. What is the seal? The seal of the Holy Spirit. They cannot touch them. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of the scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like faces of men. Their hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is what? Abaddon. But in Greek, he has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, two more woes are coming after these. Wow. Go to Revelation 17, verse 7 and 9. But the angel said to me, "Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. Are they a part of the underworld?" Yes. "For the beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the what? Bottomless pit and go to perdition." Who is the what? Antichrist. "And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world." They're going to marvel. Why? Because they're going to be easily deceived, aren't they? "When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has the wisdom, the 7 heads. Are 7 mountains on which the woman sits, which is all the things that control the earth. There are also 7 kings. 5 have fallen. 1 is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time." Now I want to go to Revelation 20. The underworld connection. It's real. It's not a movie. It's not sci-fi. It's a reality. Revelation 20, verse 1, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon," hallelujah, victory, "that serpent of old, who is the what? Devil and Satan, and bound him for what? 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Wow. And I want to close at 1 John chapter 3. "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? Like him. For we shall see him as he is." That's going to be phenomenal. "And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. In him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." The word "might" means that you and I must continue. "Whoever has been born of God doesn't sin, For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was the wicked one, and murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Underworld connection. They're being exposed. They're exposing themselves more and more. But again, this is not a movie. It's not sci-fi. It's real. And we must understand the world, underworld connections and their abilities of what they can do and step up and start stopping them of what they're doing. Amen? And we do it by prayer, warfare, prayer. That's what discipleship is. Warfare, praise and worship. The Bible says when you and I praise and worship God, he ambushes our enemies. So why wouldn't you want to praise and worship God? Why wouldn't you want to praise and worship God more? There's so many people out there struggling, and they're still trying to figure it out. God's already figured it out. Just be cooperative. Get in God's presence, worship, and he'll ambush your enemies. Hello? Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed. Seal what you've taught us tonight so that it comes to remembrance, that we may fight and be warriors and not wimps, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.